Lazy Motor Product. Oh, I gotta turn off this. Fuck it. We're gonna leave that in too. Lazy Motor Productions presents the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast with Louis, Jesse, Ricardo, aka Retardo Martinez. We got a special guest in the house today. It's Mr. Philip Cano, host of the Humor Underground on the East Side, motherfucker. That's 5 points. Thanks for coming, bro.
How's it going, man? How you doing?
Good. He's in the middle of rolling a cross joint. He's doing it right. He's rapping it. We're fucking going to smoke this for Jesus. All the Jesuses. We got to start with Black Jesus or else everybody will get mad. Shut up, Bella. I got to let Bella out one more time while you finish rolling that cross joint. I'll be right back.
Come on, Bella. Come on.
So, Mr. Cano.
Yes, sir.
You started comedy during the COVID season, bro. How was that?
It was pretty good. I did two open mics like right before, like in February. I went to the...
Where were those at?
Those were at the Embassy Tavern.
Embassy Tavern. It's right over there by your house.
Right over there by my house. Used to be the old Phil's place in the neighborhood.
Man, I'm going to have to put this dog away.
Put her down, bro.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Nail it. Bad girl.
All right, so I...
That was Lily and Aaron Wentz's mic, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Little Lily, man, I had her on the podcast. She's so cool, dude. Me and Lily pretty much started around the same time at Niklo's was the first time I seen her.
Nice, yeah. And when I went to the open mic night, like it seemed like it was everybody's first night. It wasn't like very intimidating at all or really nothing. You know, it was like everybody's first night.
No, that was a really good mic. I missed that mic.
I only went like twice before it got shut down for COVID. You know.
I think it got shut down for other reasons, but we'll blame it on COVID.
We'll blame it on COVID.
Yeah. No, I know what happened there. But, yeah, dude, mics get shut down. Right. No, she got a little sad. Well, and I told her, you know what? You're not a real comedian until you have an open mic shut down.
So that was the first time. And then COVID hit and everybody shut down, you know, after that.
Yeah.
So it was all shut down, and I only did it that done two times, and it was, you know, I did like just the titty out joke,
and
one other one, some other thing I did, and then everything was shut down, and my dad wanted to start he said I want to start having parties in the backyard like old school style, so see if we can make money doing that, and I was like, you know, I could probably fucking get a bunch of comics to come do comedy in the back. I was like, I follow that page, you know, and I could probably get all kinds of motherfuckers. So I posted on there, hey, if I did this, would anybody want to do it with me? And like fucking within like a half hour, like 50 fucking comics were like, fuck yeah, do that.
Yeah,
shit.
No, we needed it, dude. Yeah. You saved comedy during this COVID shit, dude. So, I'm not even joking. I mean, I showed up the last two, three times or something like that.
The third one was the slowest night, and it was still pretty good. But the first night was surprising because all the comics came, and I didn't expect that many comics. Like 25 comics came. And then I got everybody who was there all the nights was all my family because I got a big old fucking huge ass family. So it's still people. To all the other fucking comics, it's fucking nobody.
Oh, no. I loved it.
To them, yeah. It was fucking a lot of people to them. The last night had 80 people.
My first night up there, because you had all the lights and the little stage. I straight go. I thought I was at a quinceañera.
Yeah.
And all the Mexicans laughed. I was like,
you killed it.
I was like, this is going to go good. And then I tried to tell your brother. I told your brother. I was like, yo, can I get a burrito for this $3 scratch ticket? And he's like, nah, bud. And I was like, what if I'm funny? He's like, maybe if you're funny. So then I went up and I did the punch a girl joke. And I had everybody cracking up at the end of that set. And I'm walking off stage. and your brother hands me a burrito, dog. I was like, hell yeah.
It was good, too, huh?
Yeah, I was like, it must have been funny, dog. The burrito was good, too. No, and then what was cool was the second time I showed up was the last night.
Right.
And your brother just rolled up and handed me a burrito, and he goes, here, dog. And I was like, you don't even know I'm starving. I gave fucking the homie Brian Evans half of that burrito, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, dude. Nah, dude. But, yeah, you guys really did save fucking comedy right there during the summer. I'm glad my mic's back. I'm glad you showed up for the mic that started the year off right.
Yeah, and then,
over at Brews.
I feel like I kind of got over a little on the scene because it was my first time getting in on it.
Yeah.
And when I brought the facility with it, like, all of a sudden, everybody knows my name.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
I snuck
into the crowd real easy.
No, that's how it goes, dude. You're pretty sharp, bro. I mean, there's everybody that, look at Raymond Ace's mic tonight,
right.
You know what I mean? This comedy scene, it's there, dude. It needs to come back. This COVID shit's fucking killing us,
yep.
Bro. This COVID shit's just insane, bro. Oh, are you about to flame up the fucking the cross joint?
We're
smoking the cross joint. Go for it, bro. Start it off.
Oh, okay. I thought
you want to take a picture of it before this?
Take a
Facebook picture of that shit. We're podcasting taking Facebook
pictures.
Put it
upside down because I listen to Black Sabbath.
No, hold it. And we're going to take a fucking little picture right now.
Boom.
All right, flip that shit. How do you flip that? There, right there. All right, let's see this cross joint right here. Oh, I got to get it in view, too. I'm not good at taking pictures. All right, we shared the cross joint on Facebook right there.
I'll take a picture of it right there, too.
Here, I'll take a picture.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, I was just like in the scene.
Yeah, well, that's good, bro.
And everybody knows it and shit. Everybody knows me. That's cool. I come representing a place.
Yeah.
You know, so that's awesome.
No, hey,
cool.
Man, it's not even, you know, even starting comedy during COVID, bro, you're taking a good risk,
right.
Bro. You know what I mean? Because that's how this comedy scene, it ain't no joke at the start anyways, bro.
Right.
Like, everybody's scared to be a comedian, bro. And then it's so easy, dude.
Right.
I'm not joking. It's so easy.
Yeah, like the first, I used to do music. I used to be in a band. I was in Nine Inch Nails tribute band and shit.
Oh, I love Nine Inch Nails,
yeah,
dude. Trent Reznor's
my man, dog. We were a three-piece.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's tight as fuck.
You like
on Facebook, Piggy Band.
Piggy Band?
Yeah, we're a Piggy.
I'll check it out, dude.
Yeah, and we did shows. We opened up at the Bluebird, and we opened
up
at the...
Hey, Pig.
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
Yeah,
I got video.
Yeah, you.
There's video on the
I dig it, bro. I dig it.
So we did that for like 10 years, fucking. We did Piggy. And I recorded at Mestizo Park Studios. That's the recording studio
over there at your house?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking badass. It's in my grandmother's... garage, but it's not a garage, but it's a garage.
Yeah.
And I just converted it to a whole 2-room recording studio. It's fucking pretty fucking nice, you know. So I did that, and I've been doing that forever. And it's just, I don't know, like I listened to comedy my whole life. I've always loved comedy, you know. I've listened
to everybody. Me too, bro.
I'm
pissed off at myself. I started so late, too.
Right,
how
right.
old are you?
I am, 33, Jesus year, the year Jesus died, 33.
The 33, a revolutionary record.
Yeah, when I turned 27, I was sad because I was supposed to be dead by 27 and all badass because it's 27 Club.
Oh, man,
so
I'm
now
fucking...
I passed that. So my next year was Jesus year, so now I'm 33 and it's Jesus year and I'm still alive. And I'm like, fuck.
Fuck, man. No, I'm this April, bro, I'll be 40. Mm. And I don't got no white hair or nothing, sonny.
Oh, man.
Brown and black don't crack, son. You just smoke that shit, son.
your teeth are loosened.
Nah, bro, we're sharp, bro. We're a couple of the old school fucking gente, bud. Mexican motherfuckers from Denver, bud.
Mm-hmm.
You're born and raised right there in the Five Points.
Right
there
in that same house.
Hell yeah, nah, bro. That's like people don't believe me, bro. That you couldn't even go over there at night back in the day, bud.
No, dude,
you know what I mean?
And then when they tell stories about it, like even just the other night, one of my friends from work drove me home, and he was like, "You live across the street from Downing Supers?" And I was like, "Yeah, man." And he was like, "Man," he said, "when I was young, you couldn't even, couldn't even walk down right here.
Yeah, nah.
And that's, I was like, that's the first place I walked when I was able to cross the street. Fucking 9 years old, I'm walking across the fucking street to go to Downing Supers and shit.
Nah, that's like, so my grandpa, I used to go to the Franklin building right there when I had knee surgery, right? And my grandpa used to roll me in his caddy. And my grandpa, he was the supervisor at the old airport at Stapleton. Mm-hmm. So, and he used to have a black girlfriend. He loved the blacks, bro. You know what I mean? My grandpa would roll through Downing fucking in his Cadillac. And I remember one time outside of the liquor store right there, kind of by your crib, there was like five or six black dudes and they're smoking a blunt, right? And they're passing it and we're at the stoplight. And my grandpa goes, "Hijito, times must be hard. Those black guys are sharing a cigar." And I was like, "Nah, grandpa, they're smoking weed, man." You know what I mean? But I couldn't tell my grandpa they're smoking weed, man, you know?
So, yeah, I was born and raised in that neighborhood. I never thought it was that bad. When I was fucking young, the pizza man wouldn't even deliver pizza past 4 o'clock. Like, I called the pizza man and the fucking pizza man at fucking 5 o'clock, 5:30. They were like, "Nah, kid, you live in a gray area."
Yeah,
what's your address? I tell him my address.
Well, that was just like not even 20 years ago before Park Avenue. Mm-hmm. Like, that makes me feel old, bro. 20 years ago, Coors Field was built, bud. But do you remember 38th Viaduct?
The bridge,
the long bridge, yeah. Just like 8th Avenue, Viaduct, 38th Viaduct. When you got over that shit to fucking to Larimer right there back in the day, bud, my mom, dude, it was like a war zone, son. Mm-hmm. That was the fucking gangsterous.
Skid Row.
Oh, Skid Row like a motherfucker. My mom used to be in a Dodge truck. And she'd be like, "Roll up the windows." And she'd go through red lights and fucking all that shit right there because we take my uncle food at the, what was it, the U.S. West building back in the day. The Mountain Bell building. It was the Mountain Bell building back in the day. We used to take my uncle, because he is a night supervisor there, we'd take him lunch. And she'd be like, "Roll up the windows," and boom, she'd go through the red lights. Yeah. Motherfuckers would jack your ass. And
I was the kid on the corner like, "Damn, look at that crazy woman going through the red lights."
Hell yeah.
She was crazy. Yeah, that's where I live, right there on the corner of that.
Yeah, no, dude, that was the hood back in the day. Now, dude,
it's all nice. And like, I'd be on their Facebook page for the neighborhood, and they'd be like, "We heard gunshots last night. The neighborhood's getting so bad." And I'm like, "I ain't heard gunshots in like 2 months."
My grandma, God rest her soul, my grandma just passed, but I remember living with her on 8th and Irving over there in the late 90s, dude, like 90, 93, 94, 95. And I remember me and my dad used to smoke weed on the back porch, right? And then, like, 1, 2 in the morning, you'd hear pop, 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 pop. And then you hear more pop, pop, pop.
5 seconds later,
getting closer. And then me and my dad would be like, "Oh, it sounds like we better go inside. That way we don't get hit with a stray bullet." No, they shot my grandma's dog in the backyard. Boom. Little killer. That dog was bad, though, bro.
That's cold.
But they fucking shot that fucker, dude. They assassinated our dog. That's how bad the hood was back in the day.
No, it was bad. It was bad. It was way bad. Way a lot better now. Way a lot better now.
No, you know when the East Side changed, when Five Points changed over there? When the gay bar moved over there. When the cowboy moved down there. When the fucking Ashley's dudes and chaps start walking around, they need the cops around. They're not going to let no gay dudes get beat up. Down there on the Five Points.
I never frequented the gay bars, so I wouldn't know.
I used to give people rides there all the time.
Yeah, I bet you did, Liberace.
Nah, my little homeboy was gay. Yo, the sharpest thing was getting out of a show at the Fillmore and then going across the street to the gay bar with my homeboy Chris.
Charlie's.
This fool got us 2 shots, 2 beers, and a pack of cigarettes.
Like
for
$10,
fucking, yeah, no, yeah. For $6, bud, because the bartender used to fuck him, bud. Like a gangster. I think all he paid for was the pack of cigarettes.
And you're
bud.
Like, you're my idol.
No, what was funny is, like, fucking, then it's cool. Like, the gay train was rolling to the dance floor, right? And this dude grabs me. Come on, big boy, let's go dance. And I was like, "No, thanks." You know what I mean? But they're like, if you say you're not gay, dude, they're still cool with you, bro. You know what I mean?
They're gay, like, "I don't mean nothing. We can still go dance." Dude. You still want a man?
It's like, I was like, nah, dude. You start grinding on my weenie, I don't play that game. But that's just like, look, like, I posted that. I posted that, what you gave me. My one of my favorite stories is my gay Jose story, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of the best, dude. And, you know, it's so funny. It's so cute. Little gay Jose straight from Mexico, bro. You know what I mean? He's cool as fuck, dude. You know what I mean? But that's one of my favorite stories. And just the awkward and the cuteness of that shit. You know, that story got me fired from Lyft.
Telling it to Lyft?
I was telling it to Lyft people. And that was the easiest way to get 7 minutes down out of your ride is tell my little story about my little buddy Gay Jose. You know what
they
I mean?
Didn't get on you for that?
Yeah, no, they didn't get on me for that. This fucking white boy Stewart over there off of Lowell and 38th. If I ever see that fool, I'm gonna kick his ass, bro. I know who Stewart looks like. He fucking said I was drinking on the job.
Yeah.
And I was telling him my Gay Jose story, and he kept interrupting me. And he's like, "When does Jose suck your dick?" And I was like, he doesn't suck my dick, bro. I was like, if you don't want to listen to my story, fuck my story. So I'm driving up 38th, and I swerved around a manhole so I don't fuck up my struts no more and need another alignment. He's like, why are you swerving? I was like, I don't want to hit those manholes, you know what I mean? I'm trying to switch lanes, but this guy's being a douchebag in the left lane, you know? And he's like, I think you're drunk. And I was like, Stuart, I know you're drunk, bud. I just picked him up from the matchbox. He's got fucking 4 bags of wine. I know this fool Stewart's toasted, but I was mad. I was so mad. I wanted to. Oh, dude.
Yeah, somebody said I was drinking at Lyft too.
I still did 6 rides after him. I did 6 rides after him. How could I be drunk, bro? One of those people gave me a fucking $22 cash tip. After telling them the story about Stewart, bud. You know what I mean, dude? That's how fucking awesome I was, dude. I'd tell people, oh, I had the craziest night, bro. You need a third one?
Yep.
No, I got another lighter. I'm prepared, bro. I like Vicks. We just lit the cross joint. Give it up to Mexican Jesus. Mexican Jesus is my homeboy.
This one's even burning pretty good.
Nice. Straight pineapple express stylies.
The cross in the middle is flow, and then the joint in the center is OG Kush.
Even mixing the flavors. We're gonna mix these greens together. Shout out to Farside.
So, Mestizo Park Studios. I got all the stuff to fucking record, and then fucking COVID hit, and nobody wants to record anyway. Rappers can do their own shit in their fucking rooms. Even podcasters, if they cared enough, can do their shit in their own room, you know?
Yeah.
So I just got all that shit kind of just like going to waste and shit. So
it's not going to waste. You can always recycle and reuse, brother.
Right now, when I just started doing the comedy over at the... I opened up the Underground. When I opened up the Underground, like... I didn't think it was going to be as cool as it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when it was cool, like, I didn't even expect all the praise that I got. Like, I was, that was the thing I was most surprised about is how everybody was like, holy fucking shit, fill up. Everybody went up there.
When the fucking weather gets better, bud, that's all it is. I'm about to fucking, that's like if Bruce wasn't ready to go, I'd start doing comedy on my front porch again, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, dude. I had fucking 20-something people. Don't say nothing because it's COVID season, but fuck, dog. And then all the neighbors would show up. The neighbors would be watching from their back porch right here. And then the other neighbors would come walking around the corner.
Were you there the night that the neighbor got all pissed off at us?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, that was sharp. We was all telling him, shut up.
And you guys don't even know, like, that fucking neighbor, fucking, he's been a dick the whole 20 years. We sold him the house. He lives in the house that I grew up in. And fucking, he's fucking been a fucking dick for 20 years, bro. Oh, we have parties a lot. At least once every 2 years, we have a good fucking party.
Yeah.
A graduation party, a fucking something. You know what I'm saying?
Quinceañera.
We haven't had a quinceañera. But funerals, we've thrown funerals back there a couple times. And we've had up to fucking 10 tables with 10 people at each table.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A whole family from all over. And invited him every time. And every time this motherfucker called the cops, bro. He's called the cops on every one of our fucking parties.
That's why I love living where I live right here, bro. This is unincorporated Adams County. So only Adams County Sheriff could arrest my ass.
When I was attacking...
I hate going to Denver jail, bro. I only been there one time. I only been arrested one time. And it was to downtown.
I never been to jail, never been arrested.
Oh, yeah.
I never been in a courtroom.
I only been arrested one fucking time, bro. And I was talking with the homeboy for New Year's, bud. And this guy's the NSM gangster motherfucker. He's like, oh, I've been arrested like fucking 30 times in 1 year. He's like, and him and my homeboy Cisco are all talking. He's like, how many times you been arrested? I was like, once. And they're like, no way, bud. No way, fool. They're fucking all like amazed, shocked and amazed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was like, sorry, I'm not a criminal, you fucking loser.
Sorry, I don't put myself in the position to get arrested.
Yeah, people are dumb, bro. I can't believe some people, bro, are just... They're fucking Down syndrome or something. Yeah, something I could say on the microphone. They're just stupid.
Yeah, I come from a long line of family who's been incarcerated.
Oh, my dad just got out of jail, bud. He got COVID and they let him out of jail, bud. They fucked up.
Out of jail or out of prison?
Out of jail. He should be going to prison, but they're not going to be able to. They won't be able to fucking hold him on any of that shit.
I think it was the last night my Uncle Pat was there. The guy with all the tattoos. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Fucking, he's never did comedy his whole life. He's just a fool ass.
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah. I went up before him or something, or after him, mm-hmm. or two after him.
He crazy.
Yeah.
That man crazy. He did 16 years.
My dad's a fucking lunatic,
strikes,
bro.
Yeah, three strikes. He just got out of that day. Everybody thought it was a joke. That shit wasn't a joke. That motherfucker just got out of jail that day.
I believe it, dude.
They let him off his third strike. It was his third strike. He was getting ready to go to prison for fucking life.
I believe it.
He beat the fucking case.
That's
that
like,
day
look at my dad. He got caught up in so much fucking dumb shit. My dad just got out of jail. He out of COVID, right? And check this out. So, like, he got kicked out of my grandma's house for smoking crack. And then he had to move in. He was sleeping on the couch right there you're sitting on, bud. And my mom, my mom's house, bud. And who lives their COVID, the start of the COVID season with their divorced parents, bud?
Yeah, right.
And I'm serious, dude. It's been like fucking like 30-something fucking years, bud. My parents been divorced. My dad hasn't lived here. And then he ends up sleeping on the couch during COVID season because he got kicked out of my grandma's, bud. You know what I mean? I think he's doing better. He's in the sober living and shit. You know what I mean?
He doing better now. Got the nice tent.
What he had to. He fucking had to, bud. You know what I mean? Fucking guy's insane, bud. Your parents aren't crazy, are they?
They were crazy at one time.
Yeah, that's...
They got their shit together.
Geez,
my dad, they got their shit together, man. They own that property that Mike's on, that the Underground's on. And they own the house next door to it. And we're not going to sell it. We're not going to get rid of the neighborhood.
Oh, they offered
us already a couple million for it, and we told them fuck off, so...
Oh, I bet, man. They fucking want all that property
over
there.
Sooner or later,
man.
Like right now, the mic's not...
Well,
look at that high rise.
Look at the high rise on the way to the light rail station right there, dog. I might fucking
They're building 22 townhomes right across the street from us. Like in that empty lot. It was an empty lot when we did
That's where I'm going to live.
Yeah, that's luxury condos, huh?
I'm going to get the Section 8 part at the bottom in the basement.
Yeah.
Nah, did you see you could live underneath Whole Foods?
Oh, yeah?
Downtown, bud, for like fucking $370.
Oh, yeah? Fuck
yeah, Section 8.
Whole Foods downtown with Whole Foods.
The one by the fucking light rail station, bud. The one in between the two light rails. The Whole Foods right there. You probably get fucking rumblings from the light rail and all that. Seismic activity. You're all vibrating all the time and shit. Trading joints. That's how you do it. Oh, I love flow. I love smoking weed. I like your style, Senor Cano.
Yeah.
I dig it,
brother. My brother. Just dig my brother.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
He crazy. That dude's crazy.
Hell yeah, bro. That's how you do it, dude. You got it. I'm an only child. I'm an only child, so I got to be you and your brother, dude, at the same time, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he crazy. That food's funny. I remember when we were young and we go to the bar when we were like 18 and there'd be like some old school hippie just giving away mushrooms and shit, giving away hits of acid at the bar and shit. And we'd be like, that guy's so cool. And he just gave me, I remember this one dude gave me a fucking, was locked out of his house, and he gave me a whole handful of mushrooms to break in his house. To know, I was like, I can get in your house and not even, you'll be all right, you know? You won't even know I broke in that motherfucker. He was like, I'll give you a whole handful of fucking mushrooms.
Oh, man, that tastes good. Put that joint out for a little while.
Yeah, the flow. I fucking got in that fucking fool's house with a fucking credit card in like under a minute, and that fool gave me a whole handful of mushrooms. He couldn't believe it. He was locked out of his house.
That's gangster.
Yeah, it was cool. Speaking of handful
of mushrooms, I got a nice pinch of shrooms from your bro, dude. Yeah, that's he's what I'm gangster saying.
So
fuck,
now my brother is that guy. We grew up, and my brother's all happy because now he's that guy.
That's cool.
At the bar, he was like, "You think that crowd's groovy, man?" And I was like, "They could be groovy."
You're like, "Those are some hip cats, man." Yeah, man.
And then he was like, those guys are fucking pretty down ass crowd right there. And nobody said no to my shit.
Yeah,
nobody said no. Every single person at that motherfucker, he was hooking them up.
Yeah, nah, dude, that shit's gangster, dude. That's how you do it, bro.
He was like, I'll show you how to make friends watch.
Hell yeah. Nah, dude, your brother is cool ass motherfucker, dude. Like I said, he handed me that burrito after I got off stage. I was like, ching, dude.
He killed it. I remember
that.
That's
even better than getting paid, bro.
Yeah.
That's even better getting in comedy, bro. Getting some food or like some free shit, bro. I'm not even playing, dog. Like, people hook you up, bro, when you're fucking funny. Like, this old school cat, Mike Langworthy, like, I miss certain mics, and I really miss Nick Lowe's on Saturday, bud.
Yeah, where was that at?
Like, it was over there in like Cap Hill. It was I want to say like 13th and Downing, little pizza spot, bro. Like I said, that's where I met Lily, you know what I mean? And that's where I stole my cup from. I used to steal the chili powder for the pizza. I used to steal the whole thing, and then when I was empty, I'd bring that back and steal another one, dude. You know what I mean? Like, dude, that's what open mics are about, dude. I can't wait for you to find out, going to Hangover Bar, all that shit. Wait till more shit comes. I hope everybody gets the vaccine and this COVID shit ends.
Right.
But, like, old school Nicolos was so fun. Like, that's where you cutting your teeth at open mics and then, is where it's at, bro.
With mine, everybody loved it. I was surprised.
Everybody, we needed it.
So now,
dude,
I got to go. My goal is to be the fucking best open mic in town.
Yeah, that's how you do it, dude.
Yeah,
you can't beat the first open mic.
Which one was that?
The Bruise off of Facts, dude. The one I ran fucking Friday, bud.
Was it good?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. You was there, bud.
Oh, this last
mean?
One?
No, yeah.
I thought you were talking about back in the day.
No, I'm talking about. Nah, man. There's so many mics fucking dead and gone. Like I told Lil, like I told you about. I tell Lily, hey, when your mic's done, I was like, when you're a comedian and a mic gets shut down, you're a real comedian after you get a mic shut down, dude. That's not no fake game bullshit, dude. You're a real comic, dude. Right.
I'm trying to go legit with my place.
Nah, but yeah, you could do it. You could do it. I mean, that's perfect for what we got to do right now. I mean, so a few weeks ago, I went to a mic showcase, and like all you had to do was reserve the table. You know what I mean? Invite 4 or 5 friends, social distance. You pay with a little chip on your wrist, you know what I mean? But it's like expensive ass drinks and little fucking side dishes and shit like that. But you go in there and it's outdoors, bro. It's right there by the fucking Platte River, bud.
Platte River, yeah. I think
Number 38. Right. It's right by the, you can see the fucking Platte River, bud, right there.
Shit.
No, it doesn't even smell, but fucking they kicked all the bums out, right? They either moved them north or they moved them closer to the railroad. You know what I mean? They're closer to the poison. Oh, I got your hand. It's all outdoors.
I heard about that right after my spot. You know what I'm saying? I heard about that right after me. And then, the shit that fucking, that one fucking dude, the big famous giant comic who hosts the Saturday Night Live, black dude. You know who I'm talking about.
Kind of.
Yeah, anyway, he's been doing shows in Ohio in his backyard. He just does a fucking huge-ass fucking cornfield and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's got to have something. Like, they were clowning on the Denver Comedy page. How many people are going to move down to Texas to try to meet Chappelle and Joe Rogan?
It was Ohio, yeah.
No, they're going down to Texas because Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle got some shit going down in Texas now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're doing all these outdoor shows, dude, at barbecue spots and crazy spots, bro. Damn. But that's how it goes, bro. We could do the same thing, dude. If we found a fucking spot that has a big enough parking lot, dude, that could fucking usher beers outside, bro, you could do a fucking mic there, dude.
The only
a
thing
showcase
that
that's
illegal for me is selling beer. I'm trying to do the most legit thing in my backyard, and if I was to, I can't.
Well, then you give away
beer.
Then you give away beer for tips.
Give away beer for tips. Yeah, but then that's just the bartender, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find the best way to monetize my.
But monetization, you just want to. I'm
scared to charge people.
Yeah, and you don't really want to charge people, dude. I want to do at certain spots. You got to start off a free showcase where you're gonna get enough people in there to drink X amount of beer to pay off this amount of money.
I ran out of beer all but one night. Thursday night, I ran out. Sunday night, I ran out of beer fast. I ran out of beer fast, and I had to go buy more beer that night.
Yeah, but that's just like. Every place, you know, shit, man, that's how it goes. And then you never want to, like, that's why you almost want to get into cahoots with the fucking nice bar with the good patio right now. But, you know what I mean? It's all legit there.
Right now, I just got to just keep doing my shit.
You got a sound system. Yeah, dude.
I just got to stay underground.
You can throw the best underground backyard mic for sure.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to stay underground until I got enough money saved to go legit. And then I'll go legit. I'll go rent a fucking spot and open up
shit,
a comedy.
Shit. That's like I was driving by right up here, dude, where they used to have an Ace Hardware right here. It's split into like a siding company, and then they got this big open area on the next spot. I was like, that'd be so perfect for a open mic bar with two little balcony spots. You know what I mean? Because it's a little showroom floor, bud. But you could fucking throw a bar right there, bud, and fucking then use that fucking little upper area where they have the two little open offices as fucking a balcony area and fucking be like, yeah, this is a little comedy club. Come check it out. You know what I mean? You could have people in the balcony talking shit to you, dude, like the Muppets. It'll be dope. But anywhere is a good place, dude. Man. It sucks so bad, this COVID shit, dude. Yeah, I can't even describe to you how fucking good it was, bro. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, I give mad props to that Jason Dalvin. There's a little white boy. Christine Tomlinson. A few people started during this COVID shit, dude. And it got balls to even start comedy when there's not a lot of fucking comedy out there, dude.
That's where I thought I came in good is I brought something to the table. I brought the spot.
And that's how you do it, dude.
I'm new and I don't, you know, I'm the new guy.
Yeah. No, and just wait. Guy, but, just but wait, I, dude. There's going to be... Look,
I come with something.
We got two spots this week. We got fucking Raymond's tonight and My Mic Friday, bro.
And then I have a lot of fucking family, so they're all going to come out again because everybody loved it. Not one person hated it. Everybody was like, holy shit, that was fucking amazing. So I'm going to have just as many fucking people come to the next March.
The next one's
going to probably have her in March. And fucking everybody.
And
just
you could even say, hey, bring your own cooler too, bro.
I was thinking about BYOB.
Yeah, you could do that too, bro.
And then I got to be done by 11. Yeah. So I got to be done by 11. So every night I did it, I had about, the most I had was 25. And I ended a little bit after 11 that night, about 11:20. You know, I did about 10 minute sets and five 5-minute sets. And I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know what an open mic, how open mic works. Yeah, when I went into it, I went into it with mind like, I want to be as nice to the fucking artist as I can. So yeah. So even who, I want to, if they want 5 minutes, if they want 10 minutes, I'll give them whatever they want.
Yeah, that was cool. I signed up for five, I did 5 minutes the first night, and then I did 10 minutes the second night. And look, that video was good enough. I fucking threw it up on YouTube, bro.
So, somebody was even like, you can give me 10 minutes? And I got 10 minutes? I said, yeah, you want 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. You know, some of them, I made the mistake the first night of not paying too close attention. I was fucking hosting. Also, not only was I host of the mic, but I had made the mistake of actually like hosting a party. So everybody wanted to talk to me already at my party. Family I hadn't seen in a while. Everybody wanted to say hi. So I didn't pay good enough, close enough attention. And I guess there was some.
I let my mic fuck. A couple people went long on Friday's mic. And I'll tell you who went long. Lisa Lane went long, bro. That bitch went way long.
That's not old lady.
But then I totally baited her. I knew who was next. And she's sitting there with her boyfriend, right? So I straight up go, yo, who's next on the list? And she goes, Jeff Cohen. You know, she said it. And I was like, oh, yeah, your ex-boyfriend. And everyone like, ooh, like that. I was like, yeah. I totally baited her into that.
Yeah,
that's how you do, you know, hosting a mic, dude. You know, you got to bring something every fucking time, 20, 30 seconds, dude, in between every fucking comment.
Yeah, I was debating that.
Dude. Like, that was a little jab at Lisa because she went long. I jabbed at her. You know what I mean? And she took it a good stride. But you know who took it an even better stride? Her boyfriend. Her boyfriend came up to me like 3 or 4 comics later. And he's like, dude, you're hosting the fuck out of this show, bro. And he's just a visitor. He don't know nothing. And I kind of clowned him. And he was clowning about it. He was laughing about it, dude. You know what I mean? He's like, dude, that was awesome, bro. He's like that little dish you made on Homegirl. He's like, you are hosting the fuck out of this show, dude. You know what I mean? And I was like, right on, dude. But that's, you know, just getting a compliment from somebody that's a fan that's there, you know, kind of got dragged there, but fucking, you know. Right. Dude, his old lady hosts shows. The chick he's boning right now hosts shows. Like, I think Blush and Blue's back this week, dude. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow or Wednesday night, too.
And I'm going to have to start...
If not this week, it's next week, Blush and Blue.
I might have to start working in the fucking daytime. I'm going to change shifts to the daytime just so I can...
Where do you work at, man?
UPS.
Oops. Yeah. I used to work there. I got fired, dude.
Yeah, for what?
They almost caught us stealing.
Yeah, stealing.
This was way back. I was like 17. I was 17 years old, bro. Me and my homeboy Glenn were working there, right? He was unloading. I was loading. Mm. This fool knew computer boxes, bud, because he knew what was up.
Right.
Well, this fool would slide him out the fucking side, and then we'd go throw him over the fence, and I knew how to get to the creek. I knew the whole fucking shit over there. I knew how to get to the creek, bud, so he'd throw him over the fence where the cameras weren't. There's probably cameras there now. But this is back in the day. But you know what we got busted for? Was this fool, I was loading up a trailer, and this was back when Jolly Ranchers was right here in Arvada. Yeah. And they used to ship out gang of boxes of Jolly Ranchers. So me and this fool, before we go to lunch, we knew there'd be Jolly. So we'd kick a box open, and we'd fucking steal all kinds of Jolly Ranchers. Well, they got us for kicking boxes open, but they didn't get us for stealing shit, dude. But we'd had a grip of fucking Jolly Ranchers in the car, like like trash bag full of Jolly Ranchers, dude. That's at funny. The end before we fucking got canned.
That's cold.
We were assholes, bud.
Yeah, so I want to start doing it more. That's the only way I'm gonna get better.
Yeah,
doing it.
And dude.
I gotta work in the daytime.
That's like, I got fired from Lyft, bro, and that's what got me going was I got fired, and so I said, fuck it, you know what? Every night of the week, bro.
You're going to go to everyone, huh?
Every open mic I could go to, I started going to Thick Skin at Comedy Works, trying to win the money. If you don't go up there and don't win the money, then you went up there for nothing, is what I say now. I even tell people like Anthony Crawford, if we both go up on Monday night at Thick Skin, we're in competition that night. Because you got to be that funny to win the money. You got to be funnier than Anthony Crawford to win the fucking money, bud. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite spots to go to. That's one thing I miss the most, dude. But and I'm glad it took like fucking, I was doing it a full year. And then I thought I was good enough to get there. And then I was like, you know what? I need to start going like even every Tuesday night. You got to sign up online for new talent night there. You got
to
fucking.
I was going to try to do that, and then COVID happened.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you got. But yeah, you used to have to call in, but now it's a sign up online. But you could still go there every Tuesday night and get on the on-call list and just fucking hang out right there, bud, by the bar. After you sign up on the list, hang out right there. So when they say, oh, is so-and-so here? Yeah, that's me. All right, hi, nice to meet you. We're going to get you on the list soon. You know what I mean? Right. But you got to be there, bro. Right. You just have to fucking be there, dude. Or else you get looked over, bro. Right. Like, I was telling fucking Raymond Aces, I made the mistake going out and getting all stoned outside after you put my name on the list. And they couldn't see me, bud, when they're going down the list. So I was fucking bummed. You know what I mean?
You go back in there, they're like, they called you, bro.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they was looking for you. Fuck, are you serious? It'd be like, fuck, man. That's how it goes, bro. But no, man, your open mic, it saved the summer, bro. I'm not even joking. I appreciate you, homie. Fuck yeah, dude. Tried, that's man. How it goes,
I'm gonna,
bro.
Like I said, I'm going to do it again in March. And now that I got, like, an idea of the feel of, like, Because now that I've seen the open mic scene, it's different than the whole scene. That's why everybody was like, holy fuck. Every comic was fucking shocked. That's what was also so surprising, too, is every comic that went, especially the first night and the last night, were like, holy fuck. You know, they were like, holy fuck, I can't, you know, whoa.
There is a crowd, bro. That's what makes a comedy show is people ready to laugh, dude.
Yeah.
The YouTube video I posted, dude. Everybody loved the gay Jose. Yeah. Like, when I did the gay Jose voice, dude, they was like, oh, shit, you know, it was like, that was cute. But the second story I told about the gay black dope dealer, when I did the gay black dope dealer's voice, it was like, oh, that fool lives around the corner from here, you know what I mean? It was like, oh, dude, that gay black dope dealer voice, everybody loved that shit, dude, you know? Yeah. But it's a crowd ready to laugh, dude. That's what I'm talking about. Like, dude, wait till you go see a Comedy Works crowd, bro. You know what I mean? Even if you sign up, even if you get to go throw your name in at a Thick Skin, or you get up at your new talent night and you do your first 2 minutes, even if you bomb, you know what? That crowd's going to laugh at a lot of your shit, bro. I'm not even joking, dude, because they're there to laugh, dude. They're ready to go, bro. Yeah. Having a crowd is fucking winning in the comedy game, bro. Right. That's like we can't even have a crowd right now, dude.
So I underestimated the want of that crowd, you know, because I knew a bunch of people were going to show up just because it's my family. I was more worried about comics showing up for my family.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when there was a bunch of fucking comics and then all kinds of my family, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And then right after me, because that was my third time ever on stage, was the first night. So I didn't really do that great. The titty out joke always works, so I could do that one, and that one kills. But I, like, didn't really do that good. But the next people, I forget who was
you're,
first.
You're going to be tightening up every fucking joke, dude. Right. Every joke's fucking different, everything.
Right.
Dude, comedy is such, so much fun.
Right.
Like, you think covering Nine Inch Nails was fun?
Try saying someone else's joke.
Yeah. Don't cover nobody else's joke. Fuck that. But making up your own shit, your own jokes, and getting up there all alone talking like that, dude, that's fucking... It's like, especially like... Even dumb Joe Rogan always says it, dude. He's like, nothing feels like killing, bro.
Oh, yes.
He's like, killing it, it's like fucking... Oh, it's great, dude. Right. Like, going through the whole fucking time killing it, it's fucking great. But even having those and then bringing the fucking crowd back is fucking fun too, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say nothing, but the joke I started off with the open mic with, dude, that was a bad joke. it was a bad joke, but then I got the crowd back with the fucking stuttering guy joke. You know what I mean? And
did you record yours? You recorded
yourself? No, I don't record that. I don't record it. That I've been trying that at late night shit, like fucking when I'm just fucking around, like nobody's paying attention. Right. Let's see if the stuttering guy works. Kind of works.
All right.
You're an asshole. One time I heard you're an this guy was all stuttering at me, trying to call me an asshole. But the stuttering guy, it kind of works. It doesn't work. Fuck it, dude. You try shit, bro. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. That's like, I don't know how many times. That's the bombing's the funnest. Just wait till you fucking go. I'm gonna go bomb tonight.
I feel like every time I go up, I bomb. I like kind of black out and I don't even know what's even going on. And all of a sudden, I'm off stage and I'm like, ah, fuck.
I just learned to go to the light.
I have
dude.
Complete anxiety attacks listening to myself back over. Like, I got video of all the nights of the underground, and I got every time I go up, I set my record on my phone, and then I just like every time I go up, I'm nervous as fuck. So I like I start hearing it. And, like, I start to hear that nervous in myself on the recording, and then I have full-on anxiety attack. So I can't even listen to myself.
Not me. It's easy, bro. I'll watch my set right after we get off this podcast.
I'm going to listen to this shit right now.
I'll go do plasma tomorrow, and I'll listen to our podcast, bro. I feed the vampires, bro. But, straight up, bro. I think it's conspiracy that when you give plasma, they do a drug test.
Yeah.
Because I think that people that smoke weed and shit, you know what I mean, and give plasma, I think it helps the patient, bro. Like, they get all fucking euphoric and shit, dude, when they get my plasma. And they're like, oh, these people feel great when they get Louis' plasma, bro. Fucking all that extra THC and shit, bro. Tomorrow it's gonna be psilocybins,
THC, cocaine residue and shit.
Uh-huh. So it keeps people alive, dude. I don't know what the cure is. Maybe that Zimbabwe doctor down the road from your crib got the cure, bro. You never know. Maybe the weed we're smoking is helping cure us, but
there's no cure, bro.
There's a cure.
There's no cure.
Do you know marijuana cleans fucking nuclear?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
it does. I'm fucking sure.
I know it does, bro. I know shit, bro. I'm like little Tyrion Lannister on Game
Google
of Thrones.
That shit, motherfucker.
Little Tyrion college. Lannister, like, he says he's all, I drink and I know things.
It's like weed cures herpes,
fucking
bro.
Louis
you know
Martinez.
That?
I fucking smoke weed and I know things.
I smoked weed and my herpes went away.
Weed doesn't cure herpes. A baby aspirin a day cures herpes and HIV.
I rub fucking sour diesel all over my herpes and it fucking puts the inflammation down. It fucking works real nice.
Lavender oil and sour diesel.
Yeah. It takes my inflammation away. A
couple of weed cookies, you'll be right in the writer's reign. Like fucking the Oracle, bud. Nah, man. I've been smoking forever, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Sucks. Fucking,
I don't even
it's
like
fun.
Say how long.
It's fun.
No, it's cool. It's like a job now, you know, because I grow weed, so.
Yep, it's the funnest. I remember when weed was illegal, bud.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. We were rebels.
Holy
we
fuck.
Used to be rebels back in the day.
Nah, bro, I remember.
We used to be rebels. So we're not no more.
I remember I was 17 years old. I was 17 years old. My cousin just got busted growing weed underneath his house across the street from the cop station on Decatur by the stadium right there. Uh-huh. Remember when the cop station was right there by Mile High Stadium?
Yep.
So my cousin was growing purple chronic across the street, dude, underneath his apartment building. And his cousin went outside like this. He's like, they stole my coke, and he's all drunk. He's all drunk. They stole my coke, so they raided my cousin, found all the weed, fucking busted him, and fucking then he got out of jail fucking like a month and a half later, and fucking all kinds of shit, though, bro. And I remember that summer was so fucked up. He got busted, and then my cousin got stabbed on federal during his on his graduation day, dude. Fucking in my car, bro. I had him. Yeah, he got stabbed in my car for telling some fool he had nice rims, bud. For real, dog. I was like, fuck, no way. I drove right there by your house, dude. To fucking St. Joe's to take him to the hospital. that was a crazy fucking summer. That was a crazy year. Oh, man, back in the day, son. You never got in no trouble, huh? You're a good
nope,
boy.
Fuck
you're just
yeah.
a rock and roller out of
I
control.
I just happened to live in the punk fucking rocker. Bad part, you know? No, I like metal.
Yeah? Metal?
I like all kinds of different shit.
Did you go to some
shit.
Cool shows back in the day?
Oh, man, shit, dude. I wish we were at the studio right now at the Mestizo
yeah.
Park.
Yeah.
I got a
You got a
collection.
Lot of bootlegs or poster collection?
Posters, not bootlegs. I was saying bootlegs. I never really was into recording the shows. I always believed in just experiencing the show one time. But posters.
Hell yeah, dude.
I have a fucking wicked poster collection. I have like about 120, 130 concert
nice,
posters.
Dude.
I have a stack of tickets. I've seen probably at least a good 300-400
You're
going
to have to start
life.
A podcast and show everybody
yeah.
your memorabilia.
You know, that was my podcast idea.
Yeah.
Was just talk about different concerts.
Yeah, dude, I love shows,
I have
bro.
I have a stack of tickets, and I was just going to let each guest go
actually,
through the tickets
dude,
at the time.
Actually, MF Doom died, bro.
You
and
seen
I was,
him before? How many times have you seen him?
I never seen him, dude. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to see him. He impostered it, dude, when he came to Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent a fake Doom out. But whatchamacallit, I used to go to Cervantes what's the one right there by your crib off of Welton?
Cervantes,
yeah.
They had a lot
and,
of
pop. Yeah, dude, all kinds. I seen Immortal Technique like
yeah.
8 times there,
yeah.
man. Oh, you Immortal Techniques.
Yeah, I seen
gangster,
Wu-Tang there. I seen
Wu-Tang there too.
Yeah,
I seen Dead Presidents
yeah.
before Homeboy died.
I seen
KRS-One.
Yeah,
I seen Burner. We got so high for the Burner show at 420, bro. Dude, smoke was coming out of the fucking AC, bud. That's how much smoke was in the fucking room. The AC was full of fucking smoke, dog. Oh,
that's
we were fucking about to pass out, me and the homeboy Red, bro.
Yeah,
we was
yeah.
like this. We was like, ah. we was
yeah,
fucked
yeah,
up,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. That's fucking cool. I seen Big Boy from Outkast. I seen George Clinton there at the Cervantes.
I seen Farside there.
Yeah, I seen Scott Weiland there.
Huh?
I saw Scott Weiland there the year he died.
Fuck,
the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he died on that tour. I saw him at the Cervantes, and it was tight. I got a poster from him.
Yeah, no, we seen that dude from Dead Presidents
yeah.
like fucking 2 weeks before he died.
How many people you seen that died? That was my next question. How many artists you seen that died?
I seen Rock Raider, DJ Rock Raider. Yeah. Denver's fucking the best fucking DJ of all time. DJ Rock Raider from Denver. I seen him in RJG2, and then fucking he fucking died fucking a week and a half later.
Cool.
Oh, dude, it was crazy, dude. And I remember.
Was it a good show?
Oh, it was off. I was tripping shrooms, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when Rock Raider was on, bro, I was like, oh, dude, he's just the baddest, bro. So he's spinning around, dude. Boom, 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 boom. And I used to have this video, bro, on VHS. And it was like, yo, horse is in the house, and this fool's wearing a horse head like this, mixing, bro, boom, 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 just fucking beat dropping, sick as fuck, bro. And at the end of the fucking thing, he takes the horse head off, bro, and it's fucking Rock Raider, bro.
Nice.
But I fucking seen that dude live. It is one of the best fucking. I seen beats come out of the fucking speaker in color, bro. That night, dude. That's how high I was, bro. I was high as fucking a kite, dude. Yeah, gotta talk into the mic.
Yeah, I ain't talking.
Oh, all right.
I ain't talking.
All right.
I'm sitting back for a second listening. So, who else died? You seen that die, bro? Top five artists who died. I got a Facebook page, too. Top five, anything you want. Top five.
Your top I don't five, know,
top
man.
Top five artists that died you seen.
I
seen Chris Cornell. You like rock and roll? You like metal? You're
yeah,
a hip-hop guy?
I like Chris Cornell.
I saw Chris Cornell before he died. I saw... I never saw Prince. I had the chance to see Prince. He wanted $300 at the Ogden, like fucking 4 or 5 years ago.
I seen Billy Idol at the Ogden.
Billy Idol's still alive, ain't he?
Oh, no, he's dead.
Billy Idol's not dead, is he?
Is he? He's
no,
dead.
No, Billy Idol's not
he's
dead.
He's dead.
No, serious, Billy Idol dead. Nah, he's still
Billy
alive.
Billy Idol was born November 30th.
65 years old, Billy Idol, yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. No, Drag, huh?
He's
yeah,
dead
no,
to
you
me.
Seen Billy?
He's dead.
Dead
to me.
He's dead to you, man.
He's dead for this story.
Yeah, for this story, he's dead.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's
fuck
funny.
You.
Yeah, that's good. I saw Peter Steele from Type O Negative. I've seen Type O Negative all kinds of times. I've seen Soundgarden with Chris Cornell all kinds of times. I've seen the audio.
Well, you're going metal, dude. Right, those motherfuckers OD all the time. Bad. You picked a good job.
I didn't get to see Mac Miller. I didn't get to see Mac Miller.
I don't give a fuck
get
about
see
fucking
him.
Those guys are the lamest, but I don't fucking play games, dude.
You don't like no new
hip-hop,
shit,
bro.
You don't like new shit?
I don't like,
guys.
Dude, half the shit is bullshit. I will listen to it, dude. I've listened to it. I can't take it, bro. I used to drive a Lyft, dude, where I'd have to fucking listen to the bullshit, dude. All the bullshit, dude. And I was like, I'd fucking, like, those rides, they'd be like, oh, you like this jam? I'd be like, yeah, it's great. And I would smile. And I'd be like, these are the fucking dumbest fucking people I've ever met if you like this shit, dude. You know what I mean? I just couldn't take it, dude. But that's how it goes with folks, mm-hmm. bro. I just don't like... It's like, man, I'd rather listen to old school Nirvana, dude, and shit, bro. You know what I mean? All that shit's fucking cool to me, bro. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of this new shit's fucking just dull and plain and boring, dude. Like, fucking, there's very few DJs I like.
What
and
good comics did you see live? You seen good comics live? You do know what concerts are, though, and you do go to them, don't you?
Yeah.
So.
But I never went to a lot of comedy. I snuck into a lot of comedy shows and seen a lot of people or got in for free at Comedy Works, you know, just seen a bunch of different people. But have you met Lewis Johnson?
The only people I met are the people who went to the Underground, bro.
All right, so check out Lewis Johnson. He's an older black dude. He's from Denver. And a crazy ass story is I seen him at the Wits End up by the Westminster Mall. There used to be a comedy club up there. I seen him when I was like 22 years old. And that's kind of inspiring because when I started doing open mics and I was going to all the open mics I could, I started seeing him around and I was like, hey man, I seen you at the Wits End when I was younger. And he was like, are you any good? And then they called me up there, and then they go, Lewis Johnson? And then he's like, oh, it's me, young Mexican. And I was like, no, wait, Lewis Martinez. And I was like, which one do you want? And he goes, let this guy go up first. So I went up, and I fucking had a good set, bro. Nice. You know what I mean? And then when I got off, and he goes, watch how Master kills it. And he went up there, and he just murdered it, dude. He just killed it. For 5 minutes, and he's all, they say that's my time. Yeah. Or he did it for like 6-7 minutes. He's like, they say that's my time. I got to get the fuck out of here. Goodbye. And then he comes up to me. He's like, dude, you really did do a good job, though. But that's how you kill it, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I get you. He's a cool cat. I always see him around. I always try to... That's like they had those at the Comedy Lounge right around the corner from your crib. Go to a showcase over there, man. You know what I mean? He has a lot of good people, dude. Friday and Saturday nights, it's free for comics, dude. He always lets comics in. He's buying drinks. It's right around the corner from your crib, like by Tracks, in the alley of Tracks. Ben Cronenberg, I give shout-outs to him. So you going to any open mics this week? I don't know if Blush and Blue is this Wednesday, but I'm pretty sure it's next Wednesday.
I got to start working in the evening.
Man, go change your schedule tonight, son. I'm gonna go to Raymond's mic at the Hangover. That's tonight at 6th and Sheridan at the Hangover Bar. Raymond Aces is hosting that shit. And then either Blush and Blue this week or next week, that's over there, what is it, like, where the, right by the cross sections of Colfax, Colfax and Park Ave?
Yeah, I think so.
Or whatever, I forget what street it is, but it's right there, Blush and Blue. I think Lisa Lane hosts that mic, and, you gotta sign up online or some bullshit for that one. But come to Brews Off of Facts on Friday. We're going to be out in the back doing open mic comedy. Sign up at 5:30. Starts at 6 promptly because there's been a lot of people. Don't forget the last call is at 8 o'clock and we can stay there till 8:30, almost 9 o'clock. But the last call for beer is 8 o'clock, so... hustle up, get there, Brews Off of Facts, open mic, hosted by this dumb shit yourself, Louis Jesse Retardo Martinez. Philip Cono, thanks for smoking me the fuck out, dude. You're an OG cat,
man. Right on,
man,
right on.
When do you think, when's the Humor Underground starting back up?
I am going to shoot for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
All right, sweet, dude. Yeah, I know a lot of...
All the comics that have been there know it's going to be fucking cool already, so
man,
work on your shit from here to there, everybody, so that way you can get some good sets.
We might have to get a keg of Killians.
Right. I was going to go reserve a... I usually don't do Coors, but I was going to go reserve a keg of Green.
Fuck that, dude. Don't get Killians. Everybody all sick. Killians.
Yeah, that sounds like
a good idea. That'll get people all fucked up, though.
Like, I could have got a deal from one of my buddies for some fucking, like, 16% barley wine and shit.
I was like, man,
that'll have everybody blacked out and puking in my
homeboy, he's Irish Indian. That's why I got the Hopi son and his name in Celtic.
Nice.
He's a double drunk, bro. Irish Indian.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so you're shooting for St. Patrick's Day, Humor Underground.
St. Patrick's Day weekend, so the Saturday.
And then
I'm going to do 4 in a row. So that St. Patrick's Day, Saturday, and then the 4 Saturdays after that.
All right,
I rent the porta potty for a month. All so right, that way
sweet. That sounds like a plan. And don't forget, Brews this Friday. And don't forget Hangover tonight. And, dude, thanks for coming, man. I can't wait. Dude, you're the man. Your brother's the man. Can't wait to get that back down to 5 points. Fuck Rhino. It's 5 points, bitch.
Yep.
Fucking the hood. Thanks for coming, bro.
Right on, right on.
Oh, man. Fuck. There's my mom. She's pulling up. It's like...